Boker Tov, good morning. We're continuing Parashat Mishpatim, Sam Musar. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim. Ovichtalam, Chem Dabra Chamachan, Zimshan, Amen, Chanu Kama, Nifka, Saraban, Manu, Yishalam, Amasar, Adab, Ir, Marachan, Yifah, Vedabar, Rishka, Vedachav, Rishka, Vedaseh, Shalom, Amasar, Farim, Yom, Shalom, Yom, 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 Okay. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha, and it's a very, very important pasuk, and I want to focus today on this one pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Midevar sheker tirchak." You should distance yourself from a false word, from lying. And it's very interesting because in the parasha that we're quoting all the mitzvot, the parasha comes and starts to tell us that a person should distance themselves from lying. Generally, when it comes to the mitzvot, it's not a distancing. Usually, when you have a mitzvah at hand, it's either a do or a don't. Over here, it's interesting that it's a type of command or a type of pasuk that is saying, don't do or don't even come close to the do. It's saying, distance yourself from doing. Meaning, if it would have told me, don't lie, I would have understood. That makes sense, don't lie. Why does it need to tell me, distance yourself from lying, that you shouldn't even ever think of lying, don't even come close to it, you should run away from lying. There's a story I like to tell on this topic. There was a man, it's a true story, there was a man who, his business was selling mattresses. And every day you would have different people come in to test out his mattresses. I don't know, you ever got mattress testing? It's a lot of fun. You go into the mattress store, you start lying down on different beds. I like this one, I don't like that one. And nobody really knows what kind of mattress they, you know, like, okay, some are harder, some are softer, some are Tempur-Pedic, some are not. But like, you get to a point sometimes, you try so many beds, you're like, I don't even remember the difference between this one and that one. And so they're like, which one do you want? You're like, which one is cheaper? You know, that's end up what it comes down to. But, so this guy was selling mattresses. And there was one day, this person walked into his store, and he was a very honest guy. And this person walked into his store, and he was trying this one mattress, and he really liked this one mattress. And he said, how much is this? And he started asking some questions. And then the guy told him, he said, you should know that this mattress has a little crack in its spring. It's not perfect. It's 99%. So the guy who was buying, he's looking at him, he's saying, why did you need to tell me that? Saying, you know, I'm going to buy it anyway. But why do you even need to tell me that? It feels perfect. It looks perfect. It seems perfect. You know because you are the ones who are involved with the manufacturers and you know how it is exactly. Why didn't you even tell me that? He says, because I don't want you to, God forbid, purchase something and buy something with 99% of knowledge of something, but having 1% of not knowing that this is partially damaged. So I want you to know before you purchase it. I want to be completely honest with you. This is the epitome of teaching, that a person should always strive to go after the truth, go after the emet, go after honesty, and not go after lying. There's a Pirkei Avot, and I want to read to you the Pirkei Avot. Pirkei Avot says in the 5th chapter, there is Shiva Dvarim Begolem and Shiva Bechacham. There are 7 things that have to do with a golem, and 7 things that pertain to a chacham, a wise person. 7 character traits. So what are the 7 character traits to be a wise person? This is very important. If a person wants to be a chacham, how can you be a chacham? So the Pirkei Avot says, chacham eino medaber bifnei mishu gadol mimenu v'chachma v'minyan. A chacham, a wise person, does not speak when there is somebody else that's greater than him in the room. You refrain from speaking because you see there's someone else greater than you. A wise person will not interrupt someone else when he's speaking. Number 3. A wise person is not quick to answer. You know, there's some people that they get excited and they answer very quickly. A wise person sits and thinks and is comfortable and then he answers when he feels comfortable and right. Number 4. He asks questions based on what's relevant, and he answers to the point. He's not somebody who you go in a class with him, and he starts asking random questions. It throws off the topic. He asks properly, and he answers properly. Number 4. Number 5. Ve'omer al rishon rishon va'al acharon acharon. When he's asked, He answers a first point first and a last point last. He's not misorganized. He's organized. He answers properly. Number five. Number six. Ve'al ma shelo shama, omer lo shamati. He says, what I have not heard, he says, I haven't heard. Meaning, when he hasn't heard something, he's not going to come and try to give you a fake answer and say, oh, I've heard it, and make something up. And this is something that everybody does. Most people do, not everybody. Most people do this. I don't know the answer to your question, and I make up an answer with logic or with X, Y, and Z without looking into it, without thinking about it. A chacham, a wise person, he says, I never heard this. I'm not going to give you an answer because I don't know the answer. And number seven, umode al ha'emet. And he acknowledges the truth. He admits to the truth. When he did something wrong, he admits to it. When he knows something is correct, he admits that that is the truth. He's not going to be fake, and this has to do with our class yesterday also, following people. He's not going to follow somebody when he knows he's doing something wrong. These are the seven character traits of the emet, of a truthful person. It's so valuable and important to learn these things and go over them, because the Torah is teaching us to distance yourself so far from lying. So you have to be running after what it means to be a truthful person, what it means to be honest. The one of the most important points, I think, of this seven is for a person to say, I don't know. For a person, when he doesn't know an answer to something, not to make stuff up and try to make people think that he knows things that he doesn't know. It's so important for a person to be honest with himself more than being honest with others. So when the Torah is telling you, distance yourself from lying, I think the message we can gain is, how can I go after being the most honest I can possibly be? And I think it starts with being honest with ourselves. If you're somebody that you are one way, but you act another way in front of others, that's not honest with yourself. And this goes with everyone, myself included. You have to be one and the same with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be someone who, when you portray yourself, that's who you are. You're not fake. You're a completely real person with everyone and all the same. Now again, there's certain situations where politics and so on and so forth, I understand. But in a general rule, a person has to always strive to go after the emet. And when he doesn't know something, don't act like you know. There's many times, and I'll tell you a story. There's one time where someone was teaching me something, and I said to them, I tried to follow this Pirkei Avot, but I said, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And now, how would you think a person would respond to something like that? When you say, wow, I didn't know that, thank you for teaching me that, there's two ways to respond. There's one way to respond, wow, you're thinking to yourself, wow, this guy is so down to earth, look at him, he didn't know something, he admits to not knowing it, so on and so forth. Another way is, and this is the way the person responds to me, so he looked at me and he said, of course you didn't know it. What, you think that's the only thing that you don't know that I know? I looked back at the guy and I said, wow. I said, this is the epitome of ga'va, of a person being full of themselves versus a person being down to earth. Now, of course, there's situations, there's examples of this would take place differently and so on and so forth. But I think the emet is going after saying, regardless what the person will respond to, I didn't answer back to the person. The person said, you think this is the only thing that I know that you don't know? I'm sure there's many other things that he knew that I didn't know. But what's the message? The main message is that a person has to try to strive going after, when you don't know something, be someone who says, I don't know. And when someone says something you don't know, don't act as if you know it. Portray the truth. Show the truth. There's many times where someone is trying to teach you something in business, for example, and you don't know what he's talking about. So he asks you, have you heard of this? And what most people will say is, yeah, I've heard of it. And then if they ask you a next question, okay, tell me the answer to this, you'll be stuck, right? Be truthful with yourself and answer, no, I've never heard of that. Can you explain that to me? You'll actually be able to achieve and succeed much more and gain much more in your lifetime when you're honest. And this is just one example, but there's so many different examples you can give. But when a person is true and honest with himself, eventually they'll come and be true and honest, only true and honest with other people. So let's try to fulfill this command from God as strong as possible. Let's always try to distance ourselves from lying and be able to go and achieve going after the emet, going after true truth and true honesty in our lifetime. Have a great day, everyone.